Today I want to talk about Madonna. Last weekend I was on the way back from a barbecue when Radio 2 came on in the car and they were celebrating Madonna Day. They were like, oh, it's Madonna's birthday, so we've given over the whole day to celebrating Madonna. Which means I had to suffer Madonna songs in the car and also listen to some DJ telling us how great Madonna is. I've heard all this stuff my whole life about why Madonna's so great. Trouble is, she's crap. Madonna is shit. Even judged by her own contemporaries, she doesn't have any bangers. If you put her up against Michael Jackson, or Prince, or even Cyndi Lauper, or Bananarama, or the Bangles, okay, these aren't particularly great acts in my view, the Bangles and Bananarama, but they have more bangers. Nena, 99 Red Balloons, is a banger. You can pick up pretty much any 80s act and they've got two or three, maybe even four or five great songs. New Order, Depeche Mode, you name it. Even Culture Club have got some bangers, okay? But Madonna, to me, for somebody who's so lauded, has a ludicrously weak back catalogue. Her discography is poor. Friends, it is poor. And yet, the media are always pushing this idea of Madonna almost kind of in the pantheon of acts in the top rank. Madonna is not an act in the top rank. Who is the top rank? Okay, let's think. I mean, in music history, they typically say something like, well, there was Elvis and he was massive. Then along came Bob Dylan and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and all of that and the British Invasion, and there was all of that stuff. And then maybe, you know, it depends how in depth the music history, but after that you get prog, you know, you get things like Pink Floyd and King Crimson and things like this. Or you can get you know, they may say, oh, then there was glam, David Bowie and Mark Bolan and T-Rex. This is kind of like a potted history that you might get. But the point is, a lot of these acts that I've mentioned are acts that you'd say are in the top rank. They've earned their place in music history, okay, in the top echelon. You can say, oh, well, you know, you can have your different opinions about David Bowie or the Beatles or Dylan or whatever, but no one would deny that they are artists in the very top rank who have a back catalogue, a discography of masterpieces, of great works, okay? And you can move it forward, we can carry on going, I don't know, Led Zeppelin, Queen even, okay? Now, all of these acts, say Queen as one example, Queen have got a superb two-disc best of. You know, I think everybody and their uncle had that platinum collection thing. You know, when I was growing up, the Queen Greatest Hits 1 and 2, right? But they're like two-disc best of. Pretty much everybody knows all of those songs, okay? And then when you get to the 80s, maybe you'd say, well, Michael Jackson, Prince. I would include acts like The Smiths, Talking Heads, Kate Bush. Is a fantastic artist. On every single level, Kate Bush is better than Madonna. More artistry, more character. She's more feminine. She's a better songwriter, better performer, right? But on every single level, she's got better songs. Her actual discography is better. But this is my point, okay? Why is Madonna inserted into this pantheon? Okay, if you pick up magazines or if you watch MTV or you watch any kind of music, rock journos or whatever, they're always trying to sneak Madonna in. As if Madonna stands with the rest of them. She doesn't. She really doesn't. At best, she's like a third or a fourth grade act. And even if you start getting into it, I start thinking, really, is she all that? You know, I played this game the other day where I was trying to think of any 80s act at all and who is better, them or Madonna. in terms of like actual good songs. Simple Minds, as one example, just top of my head. Simple Minds are obviously better than Madonna. They've got more bangers than Madonna. Visage, even. Human League. Ultravox. All of these have got one or two signature tunes. Bronski Beat. They've got at least two or three bona fide bangers. And I know you're all going to be screaming, yeah, but what about Like a Virgin? And like a, as if I don't know the songs that are held up as Madonna's bangers, okay? They're shit. They're not catchy. They're not good. They're not even like good pop songs. So I don't get this. I really don't get it. And on top of all of that, Madonna is degenerate. I mean, she aged awfully. She looks like a. She looks terrible now. If you see Madonna now, but this is by the by. And she wrote an awful sex book. I've learned because I was ranting about this on Twitter, and people were sending me like grotesque. Excerpt of this like sex book that she notoriously released in the 90s. Honestly, Madonna is terrible. No part of her career is good. Okay, obviously old decrepit zombie Madonna now is horrible. Okay, but even like William Orbit, you know, Ray of Light Madonna in the 90s is shite compared to what was happening in the 90s at that time. I was around, I remember. It was Prodigy, it was Britpop, it was, you know, dance stuff going on. And then in the middle of it all, Madonna, even Blondie's comeback in the 90s. Do you remember Blondie came back with Maria? Do you remember that whole album? That was better than what Madonna was doing. Even Bowie's comeback in the 90s was better than Madonna. Even Cher's comeback in the 90s was better than Madonna. Kylie Minogue is better than Madonna. I ain't like Kylie Minogue. Better ass. So the point I'm making here is that what is it? Like, I honestly think that Madonna is like some sort of psyop. Does anybody really, really like her? And since I've been discussing this, there does seem to be some sort of generational thing here where genuine Gen Xers, people who are about 6 or 7 years, who were actually like teenagers in 1984. I was 2 years old in 1984. Okay, but people who were kind of around at that time were like, oh, well, it was a big media sensation. She had good marketing. She was everywhere. You had to be there, right? You had to be there. What sort of argument is that? I wasn't around in the 60s. I can still appreciate Kinks and Beatles and Who, even. People know I don't like the Who that much, but still, Who are better than Madonna, okay? You know, you don't have to have been around to appreciate why an act was big or whether they've got good songs or good albums. I really do hate Madonna, and I just wanted to let the world know that I believe that Madonna is some sort of sick joke that the media are playing on the public. We can make the public believe that this talentless trash bag is actually like a decent star. I tell you, Britney Spears is better than Madonna. She's got better bangers. Toxic and even Hit Me Baby One More Time. At least I can hum along to them. Stick on Material Girl or any of Madonna's songs. I can't even remember them. There's something there's something like doesn't stick about those songs. It's just a shit back catalogue. I tell you, Squeeze, you know, like Jules Holland, that band Squeeze, Cool for Cats, their single disc Best Of has got catchier and better hits and better tunes than Madonna. Pretty much any act you can name have got a better one disc Best Of than Madonna. You know, I mentioned Queen. Anybody, even like, right, say U2. I don't like U2. Everybody knows Bono is a wanker, right? I don't like Bono. I don't like U2. But you have to give it up. U2 have got some great songs. Okay? Even some of their B-side, like Sweetest Thing. I remember that being out. Decent song. Or the one on the Batman soundtrack. Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. Right? These aren't like, I can just appreciate, they're decent songs. Aerosmith. I don't like Aerosmith. But Aerosmith had some decent tunes, even some of their lesser tunes. Pink, as a random example, I remember being on MTV, and I can, you know, I remember the tune. Any act you can think of is actually better than Madonna. So this is my, this is basically my current crusade, is to get people to realise that Madonna is shit. And that if she had come up in any other period of time, right, she came up in a particularly degenerate period where people, it was all about taboo breaking, and, you know, it's great that this woman goes off and has threesomes and she's so open about, you know, getting, you know, it's so great that she's so, like, sexual or something. Crap. Her actual music, her actual back catalogue, for an artist that is held up in this sort of category, is shockingly bad. Shockingly bad. The true queen of the 80s, of course, the true queen of all the queens, is Kate Bush, as I said. But there are many other great female artists. I like Joanna Newsom as one example. I like Patti Smith. You know, these are some good female artists. Carpenters, even. I mean, Carpenters may not be your cup of tea, but you can say, well, Karen Carpenter was pretty talented. But even when I start thinking about, like, pop acts, you know, not even the sort of thing I'd listen to, but just pop acts, I still think, oh, yeah, they've got at least, like, four or five songs I'd recognise. Diana Ross, Tina Turner, even. You know, like, these are the sort of acts that, when I was dragged along to some dance, like, the middle-aged woman was like, oh, come on, you got to get on the dance floor for these. Nobody does that with Madonna. Nobody. Her songs are just shit. When Madonna songs come on, that's when you go to the loo or something. So, this is my these are my two pennies on Madonna. People said they wanted this video, and I feel good to get it out of my system. If you hate Madonna as much as I do, let me know. Try to explain to me why this artist is pushed. Why not just pushed, but held up, artificially inflated to be on the level of like a David Bowie or a Queen or a Beatles even, or an Elvis, like an icon, Madonna the legend, Madonna the icon. Oh, bollocks! At best, she's got like 1.5 good songs, and I don't even think they're that good. So, and like I said, I picked 99 Red Balloons. Right, that one song by that German artist Nina, 99 Red Balloons, is better than Madonna's entire back catalogue. And there are loads of one-hit wonders as well that I would pick over Madonna. Like White Town, Your Woman was a catchier song than the entirety of Madonna's back catalogue. So, yeah, tell me what you think about this. Now, if you want to defend Madonna, I hate her so much that I'm not sure whether you'll be able to escape the banhammer. I have to think about it. But, yeah. I hate Madonna, ladies and gentlemen. Pick up a course at the academic agency. Trivium. Buy it now. Other great courses are available. And I'll catch you next time. If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.